Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome to Dark Matter Radio. This is your host, Ronnie McLean. Need to start off the radio show today by saying I haven't been on the air for quite some time, and it's been a really long time, actually, since I actually been on the air. I was on a radio show back in the 70s called WBAU at Adelphi University, and I take the proud title of being the first person ever to rap live on radio. I was in a rap group at that time called Gestapo Crew on Long Island, New York. Very interesting. So I'm here, and I am right now up in Fort McMurray, Canada, the oil sands. That's pretty much where I work. And if you haven't heard, they had one of the most disastrous fires that had, it was about 80,000 people that were evacuated. It was a massive, massive out-of-control wildfire that burnt almost, I would say, about 2,200 homes or 2,200 structures, and thousands of people were affected by this. So that's why I'm right now. I'm up here in Canada where the sun basically never sets, and no, they do not live in igloos up here. It's a very high-tech community. It's no different from what it is down here in the United States. So what I want to do is today I want to tell you about Dark Matter Radio. Your host, Ronnie McLean, right here, is about the exploration of the origins of the Aboriginal people of the Americas, here, right where we live. And want to really get into what types of civilizations was here before Columbus landed. What type of religions did those people believe in? What type of people did the Europeans first come in contact with when their ships landed on this land that they call the Americas? These so-called African-Americans, black people, Negroes, did they actually come from Africa, or were they already here? And what does African-American mean? And that's pretty much the basis of the show tonight, getting into what does African-American mean? How does it all tie in to what's affecting the people today and how we're living and in our communities? You'll be kind of surprised as to how it does affect it. So what I want you to do is come and sit down, grab yourself a cup of tea or a nice cup of coffee. And if you're off of those kinds of things, then just grab yourself a nice cold cup of water. And let us explore these questions and more. And I promise you, no matter where you're from or what your race, your religion, straight, gay, whatever. New York State has 46 different types of genders now, so that's what I mean, whatever. You're going to be looking at yourself in a much different way when this is all said and done. And you might even stop calling yourself African Americans, or you might start calling yourself Hopi or Anasazi or even Amerindians. And we'll get into those terms. And so come and gather up by the flames, and let's start this exploration with Dark Matter Radio, your host, Ronnie McLean. Remember, all I want is the truth, and I'll follow it wherever it takes me. So cannot go by today without mentioning the shootings down there in Florida. And first, I would like to say, foremost and all, that right now as it stands, I believe it's 50 people that have been shot and killed, actually. And another 52 or 53 people that have been affected, and some of them still in very, very, very serious condition. So our hearts at Dark Matter Radio and go out to them, and our prayers go out to them as well. It was a horrible, horrible, hideous incident. And as we begin to start getting into what happened down there, we start finding things kind of weird. There was an interview that I was watching where a guy was explaining what was going on inside the place where they were. It was in a club. It was a gay lesbian club, and he was saying that when the people were trying to get out, there was somebody holding the door shut, and they couldn't get out. And as soon as he said that, the CNN news broadcast cut it off and went to some sort of a robot scene going around the building. So it's kind of strange things. And now there are things that are coming out saying that there may have been as many as four shooters, as some of the witnesses are explaining. And so we need to really be conscious of the things that are going on around us, because sometimes, as this show is, Dark Matter, sometimes things aren't as they seem. And Donald Trump is in on it on the Orlando shootings. Trump hints that there's something going on with Obama. Trump says Obama doesn't get it, or he gets it better than anyone understands. Donald Trump's latest round of interviews on U.S. news networks has many people wondering what the presumptive Republican nominee here is saying. In a series of phone interviews Monday morning, Trump said there's something going on with President Barack Obama's reaction to the Orlando shootings. President Barack Obama said it was heartbreaking, a day for the LGBT communities, and a reminder that an attack on America's is an attack on all of us. He then went straight into we need gun control. And so Trump reiterated his call for Obama to resign because he did not use the word radical Islam in his speech following the Orlando shooting. So already there's some strange things going on down there, as there were with the Boston shootings. And so all we can do right now is keep our eyes open, keep ourselves safe, and make sure that we're paying attention to the right type of news that are coming on out there. Imagine yourself walking around a lake, and it's filled with life and fish, and there's boating going on. And you're fishing in there, and you're bathing at the shores, and you go back into your hotel room, and you come out the next morning, and the lake is gone. Well, it seems that's exactly what happened down there in Chile. Another news agency from Chile reported on the night show, Coast to Coast with George Norrie. A lake in Chile mysteriously disappears overnight. How does an entire lake disappear overnight? The news agency began to ask. This disturbing event is occurring around the world with greater frequency. These latest happenings are in Patagonia region near the southern end of Chile, Lake Riasco. The 1,400 hectares, that's 14 square kilometers or 5.4 square miles, bodies of water populated with fishing enthusiasts and vacationers is gone, and no one can explain why. Interesting, because the local media showed up before and after photos of the area on May 30th, 2016, using words like shocking, desecrated, to describe the scene at what was once Lake Roscoe. Now, just to give you an idea how big this this lake is, it's 130 meters, which is 425 feet in average depth, and 72 meters, which is 236 feet after its demise. So it's a huge lake. And the water in there has just disappeared. Go figure. What a story that is. Another thing that people may not be paying attention to is that the Earth's magnetic field is weakening, and scientists don't know why. As reported in Mysterious Universe, new data released by the European Space Agency reveals that the Earth's magnetic poles are weakening faster than was previously thought. The data was collected by the ESA's Swarm satellites, a set of three orbital satellites designated to track the strength, direction, and variations in the Earth's geometric field. This has recently set measurements reversals that our geometric field is weakening by around 5% a year. That's pretty huge, which is nearly 10 times faster than previous estimates, according to the press release by the agency. The data shows that the field is weakening faster than some, in some places, than others. So the magnetic field, as we all know, is a field that surrounds the Earth and protects us from solar flares and other carcinogenic things that can harm us, and this field is weakening. And some feel that if this field weakens enough, we can have what is called a polar shift. And a polar shift is the reversal of the poles, where the south becomes north and the north becomes south. And some people feel as though when you speak to them that you can have a polar shift. There's two types of polar shift. One we're in the midst of now, where the North Pole is actually sliding towards Siberia. I think it's 5 miles a year or something like that. The other polar shift is an actual landmass shift, where the landmass that we're standing on actually moves. And that can create a quite devastating ride. So here goes something that is kind of weird and crazy. I want to get into this the world's longest tunnel opens with a satanic ritual in Switzerland. Now, watch this whole entire video. Switzerland engineer called Ed Gould first imagined this long tunnel going through the Alps in 1947. Unprecedented length, buried a mile and a half under the Swiss symbolic Gotthard mountain range. Nearly seven decades later, after resigned political disagreements, the work has come to a completion. The tunnel itself is 35 miles long and further below ground than any other tunnel. The project consists of two single-track tunnels and is a railway-based tunnel through the Alps in Switzerland. It opened June 1st, 2016, with full service to begin in December 2016. The route, with a length of 57 kilometers, which is 35 miles, and a total of 151 kilometers, 94.3 miles, of tunnels, shafts, and passages. Well, this occasion was marked with a very, very strange indeed parade. And in the middle of this parade, I mean, they came out with goat's horns. They came out with people looking like they were dead. They first started marching out like they were zombies. And then they had some weird thing floating around, half man, half woman. Don't know exactly what it was, but it was kind of crazy. So if you get a chance, get on YouTube, take a look at this, the world's longest tunnel. It's in Switzerland, and take a look at some of the footage that they have of this parade, and you'll wonder why they open a tunnel in this fashion and these kinds of rituals. Now, something that we'll be talking about a lot on this radio station as well is CERN, and CERN did the same exact thing. They opened up CERN a few years ago, and if you don't know what CERN is, it's a Hadron Collider that they're trying to find the Higgs boson particle, which they claim that they found, and that particle is called the God particle. And they opened up with a ritual, a dance scene that was unlike any that I've ever seen. And it was like bringing something back from some other universe that wasn't so good for mankind. So if you get a chance to look at that, it's about a 3-minute video for CERN. That'll be pretty interesting to take a look at that. So the last thing that I wanted to bring up to you in terms of today's news is, can death be reversed? There are scientists in the United States that have been given permission to seek out 20 brain-dead people. They're clinically brain-dead. And what they plan on doing is reviving their brain stems and bringing them back to life. We are living in some very strange and interesting times. So with that going, that being said, I bring these up to you because I need you to begin to start understanding that there are things that are happening out there that we aren't naturally paying attention to. So we're kind of sucked into a reality that that our progenitors, our leaders, want us to really be sucked into. And, you know, then we wonder why, like in certain communities, why we can't get ahead. Why, if we put more churches, it seems as though more bad elements come. Why we can't, you know, educate our own children. And this is one of the reasons why I developed this radio show called Dark Matter, to get into these areas and to kind of get into the black community's face. And I say so-called black community, the so-called African-American community's face, is because we have to understand that these are terms that have been given to us. And I say us because I am of a cinnamon color, coppered color person. And it's been given to us by this corporation of the United States. And that's a whole nother ballgame. We'll be getting into that as well. So we have to begin to start understanding that, you know, who are we really? And where do we really come from? And what is the true meaning of African American? And how did a race of humans end up with that name? And we'll talk about and get into the Atlantic slave trade and the truth about slavery. Now, that's a whole nother show, but I'm just going to mention a little bit on that. Some people say that the slave trade never happened. It was a hoax. Well, I just want to say, just in short, that the hoax was that it didn't happen in the extent that most people believe that it happened. That every single person that they got to be quote-unquote a slave came from Africa. Well, that just isn't true. And the paperwork and the history, and when you follow it, it becomes pretty self-explanatory where most of the people came from, and they came from here, indigenous to this land, which is something that took a long time for me to understand, and I had to really back off a lot because I didn't really believe it at first. It was hard for me to have an understanding of something that I was told for so long and shown so many pictures that I had it cemented in my brain that what I was who they told me I was. And you get into roots, and roots, I tell you, the only thing truthful about roots was a scene where Kunta Kinte, I believe that was what his name was trying to get with a lady who was already there at that plantation. And he says, what's wrong with you? You don't like Mandingo? I'm African. And she replies to him, well, I'm not African. And that was about maybe probably the only bit of truth Roots had to give anybody, because first of all, Alex Haley was sued, and he was sued because he actually ripped off the story from somebody else who wrote the story years before him. And he had that bleed. He had to give up almost, I forgot it was a large sum of numbers, some millions of dollars that he had to actually give up. And the other thing, when you look at Roots was like, what was it, like about a month long? I mean, this was a show that never ended when you think about it. And it had every black star that you can think of in our human history. And with a show that length, with so many stars, I mean, who funded this thing? I mean, a regular movie today with just a few stars in it cost almost like $300-$500 million. And back then, when you take a movie length of that long, it starts to confound you as to how they actually funded this, who actually funded this, and why they actually tried to pour this story on the people at this particular time, when they began to start calling them African American sometime in the 1980s. So it's important for us to really keep an open mind. And before we really get deep down into this subject, I need to really make this plain. This is not about racial hate. And you can't make it about racial hate. This is not about, we're going to go and destroy the white man, and we're going to get the red man and all this other type of garbage. It's nothing about that. This is about who are we as a people. And when I say who are we as a people, it was so eloquently pointed out to me that, you know, there's a lot of other people now that are mixed into a lot of different races. But knowing the terms and why they gave you these different types of terms is extremely important in order for you to be able to save the culture upon which was lost a long time ago. It said that if you don't know who you are, then there's absolutely no way. If you don't know your past, you don't know your future, you don't know where you're going, you'll be forever lost. And forever lost is something that I really don't want us to be any longer. And I really don't want us to be in a situation as to where we're constantly begging somebody else to do something for us. So getting back to the terms, this is what Dark Mallory is really about. It's about getting to the subject matter that affects us and gets to us as a people. Dialed back into who and what we are. And it's important to remember that I used to say that we're a race of people with amnesia. It's more now that I'm finding out we're a race of people that had a psychological, I wouldn't say trick, but a psychological deformity that was purposely put on us in order for us to be taken off of this land, so that we will have no culpability on this land, and therefore they would be able to do whatever they want to do with this piece of earth. And one of the things I want to say, you know, if you guys know your Bible, and I know that many of you do, it says in Matthew 7:21, and I want you to consider this in 23. Where he said, I never knew you. Get away from me. And at the end of this, he calls them evildoers. And have you to tell you, and I have to tell you that some of those people are on this part of this earth right now. But the thing is that, you know, you put up all these churches and you praise his name and you're saying all these things and you're presenting yourself to Jesus, and Jesus turns around and he tells you, get away from me. I don't know you, evildoers. Has to really resonate into the minds and into the hearts of who we are and who we have become as a people. Who we are and who we have and who we have become as a people. So one of the things I want to really do is begin to start getting into some definitions. I mean, you can't really understand what's really going on until we begin to start defining some of these terms. And we need to have a really good understandings about the terms of African-American, Black, Negro, Colored, Indian, etc. All these terms are labels that one group of people of conquerors, you have to understand that, these labels, even the term Indian is a label that was bestowed upon another group of people whom are conquered. So to get the conquered to see themselves in a certain way that is beneficial for the conqueror. And it doesn't matter if the subordinates or the group of people doesn't know or understand the definitions of the terms that they may use or that may be placed upon you. Because the colonizers that are coming in that land, it's better for them that you don't know. Because if African Americans, so-called African Americans, knew the term and what it actually meant, Africa meant, you would be living a different reality right now. So let me just go back really and get into that term Indian. And I know a lot of people in history were taught that Christopher Columbus and his horde of gangs came, you know, asked the Queen of Spain after they kicked out the Moors back in 1942. That he wanted to take a pilgrimage and a trip around the sea to find India. Well, that's where the first lie began, because when they kicked out the Moors, or what is naturally called Hebrurian people, meaning dark-skinned people, come from Africa. And that's a whole nother world that we can get into in terms of what happened to Europe over a span of 1,500 years and who actually ruled them and who actually brought them in there to rule and the reason why. We can get into that a whole nother show. But what Christopher Columbus was doing and what they had designed was something that they already knew that the Americas was already here. And how do we know that? Because we know that because the Moors, who were in control of Spain, had been doing shipping convoys and trading with the people of the Americas for over 500 years, as it has been recorded in Europe. So when Christopher Columbus sought out and they began to perpetrate this lie in history saying that he was going to India, what he was going to, because the word Indian is a European term to classify the indigenous dark-skinned people of the land upon which they inhabited. So anywhere that they went, or in a lot of places that they went, when they used that term Indian, they were discussing or talking about or referring to the indigenous people of that land. Now, when Christopher Columbus came over here, what has been left out of history was that there were two Moors that were actually his guides. Now that's interesting, because it was the Moors who ruled Spain and the other Hebrews, as they called them, or they called them Blue Bloods, ruled Europe for over about 1,000 years plus. And when they finally were run out of there, because remember in Spain, they ran the Hebrews out. They called them Hebrews. They ran the Hebrews out. So they ran the dark-skinned people out of the country. And after this, we will get back with the definition. African American.
your host, Donnie McLean, on Black Talk Radio. To reach Doc Matter and to talk to Ronnie, log on to Black Talk Radio. Look up Doc Matter, click on the icon. You can reach Ronnie through Skype or through the telephone number that is provided. Doc Matter Radio. Ronnie McLean.
The rules. If you accept my definition of you, I will rule you. So to fully understand why the African Americans ain't African, understand, and again, I say that very loosely because there's a lot more history that goes behind that. Was a title bestowed upon a section of earth that the Romans conquered from the Carthaginians. And what the people call themselves today is pretty much lost to history. What is known, however, that they are the part of they were a part of an ancient civilization, and some people even consider them to be part of the ancient Egyptian Empire. That history is given that the Romans' victory over Hannibal and the people of Carthage, they were defeated empire and were named African. So Scipio, the Romans named him Scipio Africanus, and when he defeated Carthage, they named that section of land, because he was the conqueror, Africa, and named those people of that section of land Africans. So the original continent that we know as Africa today was not Africa. It was named that after they were conquered in the area up towards near what they call Tunis. That's where Carthage is today. And it was a very, 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 very wealthy section, to say the least. So when the indigenous Americans were labeled African Americans in the 1980s to prepare them for the so-called New World Order, and I can get to that in just a minute, we were taught the myth that they were from Africa in order to disconnect them from their ancestral homeland and their inheritance of human rights. So the other thing that you need to do, so that's the Africa part of it. So now you know that Africa, as a definition, means anyone who's labeled with it is conquered. So we get into the term black is a natural color, a decomposed matter. Besides, you have never seen someone who is actually black. Actually, that's probably not true, because there are some Africans that are considered to be blue-black and have kind of a hue around them. They're strongly melanated skin, and melanin is extremely strong and powerful when it comes to spiritual terms as well. So the thing about being called black is the actual term black and what it means, void of color, cannot absorb color. It's everything that is negative. So when you get down to the word Negro, Negro is another term by Spanish, which means the color black. It'd be wise to ask the question on how the indigenous people viewed themselves. And what were the language that they developed for themselves? What were their standards of life? And what did life mean for them? What did they believe in their purpose was for life? These are legitimate questions. And we're going to get into the box and start thinking, and again, to people about how we were created and what we were created to be. And that's when you get to the term indigenous. It's a Latin term. Indigena means sprung from the land. The people who were called African American or indigenous to Central North America. These are no proof whatsoever that they were that many of them that many of the indigenous people of this land were already here when they brought some of the slaves over, and I can explain that in just a second. So we also know what the term of conquest is, which is the act of military subjugation of an enemy forces. And it's important to note that the root of conquest is con. And a con is a trick used to get people to do something that they wouldn't normally do if they weren't being conned. Example, by conning the indigenous people into their military, it makes the conquerors look like they are fair, and even members of that military are helping to conquer their own families. That's the reason why a lot of the revolutionary pictures that you see these strong-looking black men leading the charge of the army. Well, these were the indigenous people that were helping Washington navigate the land in order for them to be able to beat the British. So then we get into the term colonialism, which is the control of one nation over a dependent nation, territory, or people. And then, we get into genocide. We know what the genocide is. And I want to really get down to the definition of the United States. The United States is a corporation set up on the land of America. Hence, United States of America. The people who set up the United States of America were told that are foreigners who set it up as a place where they could establish or escape persecution or prosecution they received in their homeland. Since the United States was incorporated, this corporation has done so much to disturb the natural functions of life that life almost to the point unbelievable, especially in the areas where corporations are more prevalent than cities. Not too long ago, the United States Supreme Court labeled corporations as a person. Guess what? When the 14th Amendment the 14th Amendment was completed, there was a word in there called involuntary servitude. Now, that's interesting as to why they would put involuntary servitude in there, and that's something that we're probably going to have to get into as well. And I'm starting to wonder why I only made the show an hour, because there's so many different things we need to really get into. But when you begin to start putting the terms together, you begin to start understanding the sole purpose for the existence of the so-called African American. And the term African-American starts to become a little less vague and now becomes a little bit more in focus. Africa, African, conquered peoples of Carthage, present-day Tunis. American, the indigenous people of America. And want to really get into the definition of an American. The first dictionary published in Central North America, which is called Noah Webster's Dictionary in 1828. The Dictionary of American English, the definition of the term of America is straightforward. American. This is what the original dictionary stated what an American is. The aboriginal or copper-colored people found in America by the Europeans, but now apply to the descendants of Europeans born in America. That name America must always exalt patriotism. And then we say, who are these copper colored people? If you're unaware, put a penny from the year you were born next to your skin. The reason I make this quest is that books and newspapers that African Americans were banned from reading provide scores of informations of descriptions of what the Europeans saw when they first began arriving in what is now called America. So an American, in the original term, is the Aboriginal or copper-colored people found in America by the Europeans. This is the reason why when they got here, or when they described over here, they called them Indians, because they were of brown skin. They were of cinnamon-colored skin. And they already knew when they came here, the Europeans already knew the type of wealth that was here. That's the reason why they said that they were coming here to find gold paved in the land, because of the civilization that the Moors were trading with was extremely rich. And those few Europeans that did make it over here in that 500-year time span brought back stories of how rich the Americas was and how great the civilization was over here. And in fact, when you begin to start reading a lot of the original explorers' notes, they began to start explaining and describing the people and how dark they were. And they began to start painting them in exactly what they've seen. And not only that, but when they began to start trying to introduce money to them, because there was no such thing as currency over here. The currency was trade, and it was trade of goods and services. So if one particular person in one part of the land needed something, they would either send people there or send goods there in order for them to be able to pay for what they needed to have done. So when you begin to start looking at the term African-American, I don't care how much you pray in church. I don't care how much you begin to start praising Jesus. I don't care how much you begin to start laying down all kinds of roots all over the place. When you are defining yourself in a term that is negative to begin with, you begin to start cursing yourself and cursing those that are around you and multiplying it by 7 to 10-fold continuously, because you're constantly calling yourself a slave, or you're constantly calling yourself a conquered person. And that's what African American means. African American means conquered people. They conquered you. They conquered you mentally, spiritually, soulfully. They conquered you. And every day that you're alive, and every child that you have, and you put that name on them, African American, you are just spreading the curse onto them. And then you wonder why our neighborhoods never get better. Well, because they turned us into somebody, or into something, or into a race of people that no longer knows who and what they are, who and what they stand for. You don't even know when people begin to start asking you, where do you come from? You begin to start trying to think of a place in Africa that you're from. And the majority of people that are here on this side of the earth today cannot trace their roots back to Africa, because most of the slave trade happened within inside of the Americas itself. And they started bringing in a lot of African males, one, because cotton is an African product. Two, they started bringing in African males into the Americas, and started shipping the indigenous males out of the Americas, so then that way they can begin to start trying to break down the females and create a lost society, or lost generation. And the males that had resisted a lot of these temptations ended up finding themselves in slavery. No different from what's going on here today, when they're building a lot of these FEMA camps all over the place that people don't really know about. a lot of things that are happening to us, the progenitors of this land, the owners of this earth, are happening to a greater number of people now because of the failures that we had, that our ancestors had, in terms of reneging their promise to the Creator. And as we begin to start closing down, we begin to start getting into something very serious, because I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Kootenai Indians, which is another Indian, another Aboriginal race of people out in the Kootenays, the West, which is the Dakotas, Washington, goes up into Canada, British Columbia. And when I begin to start reading you, I might do this next week, I'll read you the declaration upon which they had produced themselves on the land. And they were saying, and I'm going to paraphrase, that God brought us here. And God says for us to take care of this land. And God says that as long as we take care of this land will sustain us and help us. Your history here in North America, South America, Central America, from all the way up to the edges of the North Pole in Alaska, all the way down to the tips of Peru into Antarctica, is so vast and so filled and so stored with history that you have been kept from. It's a travesty. And this is one of the reasons why so many of our people are walking around lost, looking like people we shouldn't be looking like. So every time you call yourself African American, make sure you understand that you're looking at your child and you're calling him a conquered person. And when you go to church and you begin to start praising God and say, bless those African American people, bless those conquered people, what kind of church are you really going to? Who are you really speaking for? Because if you're really speaking for yourself, you wouldn't be calling yourself that. You would be calling yourself an Amerindians. And this is one of the original names that I've been trying to research, Amerindians, because we are so infused with so many different races and so many different people that are infused in our bloodline. In our melanin bloodline, in our strength, they are now a part of us. And if we, as Amerindians, as the original progenitors of this land, that have been mixed with some African, that have been mixed with some other cultures, we have an obligation for those people have been called by His name to get on their land, on their piece of the earth, and repent and ask God for forgiveness. And hopefully, if we're able to do this in time, we can prevent some serious, massive destruction. And this is the reason why I said this isn't about black people, this isn't about white people, this isn't about race. This is about saving the human race. Getting back to where we're supposed to be, so then that way we are where we're supposed to be. And on the earth that God has given us, we'll have an opportunity to be able to ask Him what it says in the Bible for forgiveness. Turn from what we have accepted. And again, a lot of things that I'm explaining to you, because there's so much more history here. I mean, because the Mound people, when you ask the Indians that you see today, and some of them are $5 Indians, and I can get into that in our next show as well, or the next several shows, and I'll have some people come on and try and explain that, what that actually means. But a lot of the Indians that you see today, a lot of the Mongolian Indians, because the Mongolian Indians came in about 8,000 to 10,000 years ago, the Aboriginal people were here over 50,000 years ago. And that was discovered through a History 2 documentary that fully explained who the original people of the Americas actually were. And guess what? It was a shocker to just about everybody, because when they began to show the picture of who they were, they looked just like you. And it's important for us to understand our heritage. See, because when a Greek comes over and he mixes himself in America, he calls himself a Greek American. When all these people came over here and they mixed themselves with us, we have to maintain our identity and get our identity back. Because we are a people now, an African-American people that have been created to only support the masses of commodities that are out there. We have been created not to take care of our children. We have been created not to teach our children. We have, and that's the reason why you find so many programs talking about education and how it's failing us and everything like that, is because we're failing ourselves. We don't teach our children. We're involved in the system as to where we have no say-so. You think you do, but you really don't. And the majority of Americans are beginning to start understanding that they don't either, because there's a whole nother thing that's getting ready to go on and getting ready to happen if we really don't come to terms about who we are. We're at a pinnacle crossroads, people. Pinnacle crossroads. And in everything that you're doing, like if you're out there pimping women, I despise you for that. If you're out there abusing women, well, enough abuse has been done by the way that we turned our back on who we are. And it started with the males. So we have to take full responsibility about who and what we are. Because this world is going through some really major crazy stuff. You heard about some of it in the beginning of the show, and I'm trying to bring those things up so that you'll be able to wake up and understand that there's a lot more stuff going on here than meets the eye. And things are changing. And we're going to get to a point where there's a point of no return, but we still have some hope left. And that hope isn't with us. Because as you can see, these other people that are running around the world, man, these people are crazy. They don't care about life. The original people, the reason why you feel as though you're so docile is because that's the nature of who you are as an Amerindian. It is unnatural for us to go out there and start killing people, believe it or not. But they got our psyche so messed up that we're out there killing each other. And if we begin to be who and what we're supposed to be, and we begin to start using the melanin in our system to begin to start using our prayers and our meditation, a strength will come over this community, will come over this piece of the earth like never before. It was entrusted to the indigenous people of this part of the earth to maintain a certain peace on this earth. And as we begin to get into the study of who and what these Amerindians people are, you'll begin to start finding that you're going to be very proud to be called that. And you're not going to want to use the term African-American again. And now, and I'm going to implore right now that one of my main things when the United States Census comes around is that not one person puts down black or African-American. And that we all put down something else. And this is why I'm going to, in preceding shows, we're going to be opening it up, needing phone calls, because we're going to need to discuss this. But as my research shows, Amerindians are probably the best name that I can find. And it's not named after America or Speciasi, as they think. It was named after a mountain range in Central America called Amerii. And this is another thing that we are just, there's just a lot of teaching that needs to be done for all of us, regardless of what race you are, gay, straight, whatever the situation may be, but for all of us, because if we all don't have this understanding, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to be able to accept yourself for who you are, because there's going to be a lot of resistance. The death of the African American is going to be difficult. Now, there are some people out there like Barack Obama who is actually an African American. His father's from Africa, his mother's from America. He's actually an African American. And I say that's probably the only reason why he's president today, because he's not an indigenous male. There were plenty of other indigenous people of carpet color skin that ran for the presidency of the United States. They didn't even give him the time of day. Half those people, they didn't even let them on the stage. They didn't even acknowledge them. But in order for us as a community, and again, you know, they love to use that word tribe, you know, your tribe, like you're some sort of you're savage, right? They love to use that word savage and tribe and all this other type of stuff. My definition for us is civilization. There's a civilization here that was completely destroyed. How many people? The estimates from historians is over 100 million people were wiped out. And you know, and it's a continuous thing with certain groups of people, especially during the Jim Crow era, where they really didn't want you to get any kind of education or learn how to read or anything else like that, because if you did, you would have found this stuff out a long time ago and put a stop to it. So some of us ain't got no sense, but some of us do have sense and we'll put a stop to it anyway. But whether you have sense or not, the bottom line is that what is real is real. And what is. And there's a reason why we as a people are worse off now than we have been since the days of what we call slavery. There's more people incarcerated today than there are as many people that were in slavery. Can you believe that? And when you want to begin to start really looking at who we are as a people, the Amerindians need to start really looking at, you know, the details of the books. Look at the books. The books, that's the reason why I don't encourage people to change their names or anything else like that, because you can actually really find out exactly what part of America you're from when you begin to start tracing it down, you know? So, you know, it's important for us to understand that this term African-American means African, conquered people. American, we are the indigenous people of this land, the carpet-colored people, the cinnamon-colored people. And when you put the two words together, it means conquered people. And I don't consider myself to be a conquered person. I'm not going to consider my children to be a conquered person or my grandchildren conquered people. I'm not going to draw my wife into a situation where she's going to be with some fool that's a conquered person, because then that makes her a conquered person. And then with that, I say thank you very much for listening to Dark Matter Radio. And I'll see you sometime next week. Take care. God bless. Ronnie McQueen.